With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There's a red flag warning in effect starting at noon today. Gusty winds and low humidity could bring wildfire danger to the area. Although mines in the Powder River Basin have underperformed as of late, a strong demand for thermal coal at high prices has continued to make operating profitable for Arch Resources and Peabody Energy Corporation. According to the news record, the logistics of moving coal once it's sold continues to be an issue. However, the high demand for thermal coal is expected to carry into next year. Monte Vista Lane from Overland Trail East past the cul-de-sac will be closed through the 19th for utility improvements. County 17 reports the street will close for full-width street reconstruction and utility work, and the detour route will be through Overland Trail to Cimarron Drive or Monte Vista Lane to Butler Spaith Road. There's a red flag warning in effect starting at noon today. Gusty winds and low humidity could bring wildfire danger to the area. A Gillette man has been found guilty of child abuse and has been given up to 8 years in prison. Tyler Martinson was found by the jury to have been reckless with his son, but did not mean to injure the child. The maximum penalty for aggravated child abuse is 25 years in prison. A GoFundMe page has been established to help a local welding instructor who was injured in an accident and is now paralyzed from the waist down. The news record reports Danny Keterling, an instructor at the Western Welding Academy, will require extensive hospitalization and then rehabilitation. Besides teaching, Keterling has an extensive social media following where he's known as an ambassador for welding and the blue-collar industry. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.